All right, welcome to May, everyone. May 1st. Woohoo! Can you believe it? It's wild. Okay, so I believe Becca will be joining us in just a moment as well, because we have our May mastermind coming up. Can you believe it? Next week. Is it really next week, Susan? Is this possible? It is, isn't it? So yeah, super excited. I know a lot of you are able to come, which is great. So once Becca joins, I know she has a couple of questions. In the meantime, Susan, we're going to have you share a little something,
something for everybody. Yes, with the mastermind coming up, I know it's easy to slip into, well, I'm going to see everyone in a few weeks, so I'll just wait till then. Mm-hmm. And while you absolutely will get to see us in now just a couple of weeks, less than a couple of weeks, we're so excited for it. We have some really incredible things planned. I encourage you to take advantage of the now. You have access to us now. You have access to us in the Facebook group. You have access to book calls. And while we're going to blow your minds at the mastermind, I want you to step into what you need right now. So if you're feeling resistant to something, or you're feeling stuck somewhere, or you're like pretty sure how you want to move forward, but you just kind of need that extra nudge of confirmation, encouragement, whatnot, book a call. Book a call with us. And whether you're coming to the mastermind or not, book a call, book a coaching call. That's why we offer them, is to keep you moving forward, to keep you in line with your vision, to take that stand for you, even when you may not be feeling it in the moment. We're here for you, and we want you to keep moving forward. So I encourage you, if you've had any voices of, oh, I should book a call, but, or oh, I want to book a call, except that, or I went to book a call, but I didn't see any open time, so it must not be meant to be. Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. Not buying into it. Book a call. Find a way. Reach out to us. We're here, and I'm so happy to make time for you. So I'm looking forward to connecting with everyone. I'm looking forward to hugging everyone in person, and book a call. If you have not, even if you have, book a call so we can support you fully to the absolute capacity of what, whatever you want to achieve.
Awesome. Thank you. So the theme is book a call. Yeah. So Susan and I, we had our dream team meeting earlier today, and she was saying that her calendar, like the openings that she has specifically for our powerhouse group, are open. And I was like, what? So I only share this because I know, at least for me, when I first was in a group coaching program like this, I don't think I ever booked calls one-on-one. And I think it was my own resistance, or, oh, I don't want to bother them with this one thing. Or, you know, there was just my own, it was tied in with, I'm sure, on a subconscious level, like a worthiness conversation. So I just invite you to really think about, where do you feel stuck right now? And make sure that you're really, in a great way, taking advantage of every resource that you have within this group, between the Facebook group page with Susan. Ken, I was just curious, Ken, do you have your link up and running right now? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
I do. Yeah, it's up.
Okay, awesome. So Ken, you know, it's funny because he's helped me so much behind the scenes. And so sometimes he, you know, just very transparently, he's like, well, you know, what is it that they need the most help with, and how could I best serve them? And I'll just tell you from my own experience, one thing Ken has really helped me do, and I know he helped some of you that came to Powerhouse Florida, is to ask you, like, what do you want to spend more of your time doing, and what do you want to spend less of your time doing? And let's come up with a plan that really makes sense for you. And so for me, I know that I love putting more content out there, you know, speaking on some stages, whether they're my own or online or in person, and really achieving a big goal this year. And so he helped me really see what that would look like in terms of my time management and commitments and bringing on team. So we've had the benefit of a lot more time together, but even in initial conversation with either one of our coaches, like, it's just amazing to even just to energetically move yourself forward, you know, to say, here's where I am now. Here's where I want to go. Here's where I'm getting stuck. And we're all here to help you. You know what I mean? So just know that, and don't stay stuck. don't stay stuck, whatever you do, because that's not a good place to live. You know, we all have moments where we feel stuck, and then if you stay stuck, then it's like, I'm never moving forward. So, Kate Robbins, you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I do. So that's so interesting to me, because like, I haven't booked a call with Ken or Susan. And even like when I was at Powerhouse Florida, I didn't sit down with Ken, and partly because I was like, well, don't really have any numbers yet at all. So like, how's it, you know, how's that going to help? However, like I'm hearing what you're saying where there's other things he can chat with me about. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm also, I do like that reverse engineering thing. So I already kind of do that in my brain. Right. Mm-hmm. So but I'm feeling the motivation from you and ready to book a call. But like, for example, I don't really feel stuck per se. So that's, okay. That's an interesting piece. Like, I feel like everything's moving along. I do feel like everything takes longer than I thought it might, you know, that I needed, because I'm very optimistic with how quick I can get something done.
Yeah.
And then there's the realism of life. So my question really is sort of like, if I'm not feeling stuck, what is it that you may suggest that I talk, you know, initiate conversation with, you know, why book a call?
Totally.
I can answer that.
Oh, go ahead, Ken.
One of the things that I found I was able to help people with a lot at Powerhouse, I know you say that you don't have the numbers, and some people felt intimidated by that, but actually kind of working backward from your revenue goal is part of getting those numbers. You know, if it's $100,000 or $500,000, whatever it is you want to make, having an understanding of your pricing and how many sales you need to make and how many calls you need to make for those sales, given your timeline, can really help you put into perspective how much time you need to be on the phone to make sure that you can achieve your goals. So that if there's 7 calls that you need, that you usually have to make to get a sale, how many calls do you need to make over the course of the 3 months you're selling to hit your goal? And so with that, we can start to look at how you are assigning your time and your skill set and your energy to help you find that. So while you may not be stuck, we may be able to find a way for you to do the things that you love and still feel confident that you're going to hit your goal.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then, Susan, from your perspective, like, you know, if I'm not feeling stuck, or if, you know, what would you be lending, you know, like I know it's like, I feel like problem solving is what coaches do, right? So if I don't feel like I'm really having a problem, but it's what, you know, maybe you could lend me a little bit of insight.
Yeah. So what I would say is, this isn't to say you have to book a call. If you don't feel like you're needing a call, you don't feel like it would benefit you. Oftentimes when people show up in that space of, I kind of don't even know why I booked this call, I just booked it because I didn't want to miss out, we'll find something to talk about. And honestly, it's reconnecting you with your vision. When you get on a call and you get to speak to someone about what you're passionate about, what you're up to, what you're creating, what you are moving forward in, it just invokes that spark in you all over again. It only will help forward you. So a coaching call doesn't have to be focused on problem solving. We can go there and we totally can problem solve stuff. And we can simply focus on what's working really well and how we can create more room for that.
Totally.
So it can be showing up and getting that confirmation, that encouragement on, keep it up. This is amazing. And through the conversation, having your eyes reopen to like, oh my gosh, yeah, I totally forgot I have that resource or that person, or I can follow up on that conversation, or I'd started that thing and then, you know, it got on the back burner because of this other stuff, and will only keep you moving forward. So,
okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you asked that too. So it doesn't have to always be inspired by being stuck or having a problem or an obstacle right in front of you. Even for just accountability purposes, you can simply book a call with any one of us and just say like, okay, here's my declaration for this week, or here's my declaration for this month. And when I say it out loud to my coach and my community, then you're energetically moving yourself forward, and when you declare it, I mean, your subconscious mind is always listening, you know? So even declaring it and getting feedback or getting encouragement. I mean, sometimes, Shanda and I always laugh because, you know, Shanda is my coach, and I'll say, you know, I'll Voxer her and we might jump on a call or whatever. And I'll just say, okay, all I want to know, like, all I want to share with you is, this is what my declaration is. And I just need to know that you believe in me. So can you just give me a few minutes of you believing in me, pep talk me, and, you know, like, cause I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around this next big thing. And then she's like, you know, and she'll be honest with me. She's like, oh yeah, that's why we put it in your plan this year, because you can handle it, you know? And she'll say, and she'll talk a very real, like in a very real authentic way of of, you know, what might come up, what's going to be, you know, like just really speak into it. So I just love that whole thought of like, as a community, we get to continue like lifting each other up, moving forward, sharing with where you are in relation to where you want to go. And even from the beginning of the call with each of our coaches, what I invite each of you to do, and this can be also with what each of you offer and thinking about your clients, is to answer the question, what would make this call a success for you? Right? So when I go into a half VIP day with Shanda, I always think about, okay, what would make this a success for me? You know, and I voice that. Here's what would make this a success for me. Today, I don't really have a big glaring problem. And I want to share with you, I'm committed to sharing with you where I am now in relation to where I want to go, where I am in the process, and I'm open to feedback, you know? So, because there might even be things you're not even thinking about yet. And you know, one of us can help you with that. Does that make sense? Awesome. Okay, great. Is Becca on yet? I don't think she is. Susan, do you mind texting Becca to see if she's jumping on soon? Because I know we're going to talk about the main mastermind. Okay. And until she jumps on, just as a reminder for those of you coming to the May Mastermind. So of course, as a reminder, it's May 10th and 11th. So it's coming up next week. So literally in a little over a week, I'll be seeing your smiling faces in person for those of you able to come. And we're going to go from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. And we are providing breakfast, coffee for my coffee drinkers like me, light snacks. And then you'll be on your own for lunch. So we'll have a lunch break each day. And then we'll have recommendations of where to eat nearby if you don't want to eat at the hotel itself. What else would I say about this? Becca's going to jump on, so hopefully she'll jump on. I know one of the things she was going to mention is around if you have any dietary restrictions. I know a couple of you have already provided that to her. So if you haven't, please do take responsibility because we are providing breakfast and it would be helpful for us to know so we can convey to the hotel if you have any dietary restrictions so that we can accommodate you, okay? So you get to hold yourself high on that. I don't know about you, but anytime I go to a hotel, it always seems colder than necessary. So I recommend to bring layers so you're not freezing in the room. I think sometimes they do that. I'm the host, but to keep people awake instead of like, oh, it's so warm and dreamy, I might fall asleep. So I always say, especially being in the Seattle area, if you haven't been in this area and you're not in, you know, somewhat temperate, cold climates, I want you to be warm when you're here. And it's kind of up and down right now. So right now it's like in the high 50s, low 60s. Last week we had a day that was like 80 and it was like summer and Ken and I took his kids and did a picnic and this week's cold again. You know? So bring layers. Okay. Does anyone have any questions for those of you who are coming to the May Mastermind next week? Everyone feel pretty set? Okay. Awesome. If you do have any questions after this or for those watching the replay, go ahead and post it in the group and please do tag Becca. She's here to answer your questions and I'm just really excited to see those who are able to come. So awesome. Kate Robbins, question.
I just wanted to say something really quick. I called the hotel that I'm staying at, which is close to the Edgewater, but it's the Paramount. And they suggested, just one second. Sorry, just a second. I'm on hold like another. They suggested the light rail to get from the airport to the hotel. So I don't know if that was something other people became aware of, but I thought that was awesome. They said it was much less expensive and much quicker than a cab. So just thought I'd share. Okay.
Yeah. So it's so funny. Ken's parents were just telling me all about the light rail and I've never been on it myself, but that's a great suggestion. So you can check that out as well. That's great. Any other questions? And then, 520. That's Kelly Wolf. So Kelly, Susan did let me know that you were going to be calling in today. So I know that you're here and present. So thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. So, I'm going to go ahead and do something really quick.